Bilam's name is a very interesting one. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, explains that Bilam is a combination of two words, Bilo Am. He was a person without a people, a person who didn't belong anywhere, who didn't feel loyal to anyone. To a large extent, in our world today, many people see themselves as being above borders, of not being connected to anyone or responsible to anyone. And we see this idea in the way Bilam relates to the Jewish people in his attempt to try and isolate the weaker parts in cursing them. For example, Bamidbar Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Balak says to him, "Let's go to another place. Lechna iti al makom acher asher terenu misham efes katzeu tireh v'chulo lo tireh." You'll see just a corner of them and not the totality of them. Maybe you can focus on that group and give them a klala. In contrast, when Bilam finally sees that God wants to bless the Jewish people, we're told in Perek Chaf Daled, Vayar Bilam Kitov B'Enei Hashem Levarechet Yisrael, and he takes a different approach. Here we're told in Pasuk Bet, Vayisa Bilam Et Einov, Vayaret Yisrael Shochein L'Shvatov. He now looks at the entirety of the Jewish people, Vatihil Avruach Elokim, and that inspires him in a godly way. And finally now he speaks, Pasuk Daled, Neum Shomea Imrei El Asher Machazeh Shaddai Yechzeh Nofel Ugluei Naim. Now he's truly tuning into the direction God wants him to see when he looks at the entirety of the Jewish people. He sees Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanotecha Yisrael. He sees how they interact with each other. He sees the Jewish people as their true broad selves, as opposed to the way he tried to isolate and divide and conquer. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, in his Pirush HaLaTorah called the Yaros Dvash, uses a military reference in order to express this idea. He says when fighters interlock their arms with each other and are truly connected to each other, they can't be beaten, even by a group larger than they are. But when things happen and they think they're outsmarting the other side and they split up, they divide from each other, as soon as there's confusion amongst them, things reverse themselves and they are lost. And he speaks about how many military tactics aim to dishevel the group and confuse them, turn them in against themselves. We know how true this is for the Jewish people. Kol Yisrael Arev and Zebazeh. Our strength is in our unity with each other, in our identification and association with each other, as a group, as opposed to individuals who belong to no one and nowhere. It's Bilam against Klal Yisrael.